This is Flip the Library, the Gwinnett County Public Library podcast. I'm Steve Thomas, the manager of the Collins Hill branch.
And I'm Melissa Grimat, the supervisory librarian at the Norcross branch.
And we are here today to talk with Lyric Allen, who is an associate at the Centerville branch, who recently attended the National Conference for African American Librarians, which is put on by the Black Caucus of the American Library Association. Lyric, can you tell us a little bit about what the Black Caucus is as part of ALA?
Sure. It was started by E.J. Josey, a black librarian, in 1970 because he realized that there weren't any groups to represent the African Americans in librarianship. So he started the Black Caucus of the American Library Association. And for BCALA, or Black Caucus of the American Library Association, as everyone called it during the conference, their sole mission is to represent the African Americans in librarianship. It's such a small group, and they wanted a place for all of the black librarians to meet and have professional development opportunities. And it's almost kind of like one big family reunion for all of the black librarians in America.
Yeah, because there's always the stats that it's basically librarianship is 93% white women. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other 7% is every other ethnicity, men, all this kind of other stuff. So it's kind of, yeah.
Exactly. So how did you hear about this conference?
Funny enough, I'm in librarian school, so I attend Wayne State University. This is my last year. I graduated in May, thank goodness. And I learned about it through school and through the ALA. And funny enough, one of my old friends told me about the conference. She said, you should go. I said, yeah, maybe so. And then Melissa told me about it, and she said, you should go. So I went.
And it was here in Atlanta this year,
right? It was here.
Right?
It was in Buckhead.
And have you ever attended a professional conference before?
I have not. This was my first time, and I must say it was the perfect opportunity, and I'm looking forward to going to more conferences.
And this conference is not every year. It's every few years,
every
right?
Every few years. So this was the 10th conference. The next one is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's 2019,
I want to say.
2020? Yeah. They do it, I think, every 5 years.
Okay.
We're close to it.
This year's theme was Beyond Library Walls, Innovative Ways to Engage Our Communities. Did you feel that was well represented?
Yes. Let me just say that from the first day of the conference, that Wednesday, the pre-conference, having so many black librarians in one space, sharing experiences, talking about outreach and going beyond the library walls to represent all the libraries, it helps you to stay focused on the library's mission as to serve as a free education facility for the community. And talking with so many different librarians about their outreach opportunities and being the face of their libraries, whether it's school, academic, higher institution, special libraries, and putting themselves out there, focusing on social justice, on multiculturalism. It was great. It was just one great experience.
Was there any one author or speaker that stood out?
There were quite a few. I got to meet my childhood favorite author, Jerry Pinkney. He talked about his life and the process of his creating his books, illustrating his books, the need for representation in children's books. And then he signed books. His wife was also there, so they worked as a team and they signed books. Getting to see and meet with Jason Reynolds, he's really big right now for YA. He talked about creating stories for black boys and getting them to read. And it's funny because he talked about preparing for that session that he gave us, and he's like, I just write, you know? I just write what black boys say and what Latino boys say, and I just give them the stories that they already have that they don't know about. That stood out a lot. Getting to see Sharon Draper, there's two Sharon, Sharon Draper and Sharon Flake. Magnificent. Sharon Draper was actually a media specialist before she became an author. Yes. And getting to see them, Nikki Grimes, other poets, one word, amazing.
That's an all-star.
It was amazing.
What was the standout session for you?
Oh my goodness, there were quite a few. One big standout session was the one on dealing with microaggressions. And the session for that morning was completely filled because you had so many people talking about their experiences being the sole Black librarian in their system or in their county and dealing with small nuances that the public may not know that they're directing towards a person of color. And we learned about different ways to deal with microaggressions, the different types of microaggressions there are. There are three: micro-invalidations, microaggressions, and micro-insults. And it almost served as a therapeutic session because we had people from Ferguson, Missouri. We had people from Baltimore, and they talked about, you know, Freddie Gray and Michael Brown. And it was one big therapy session, but we realized that everyone needed that moment to let go and release and to heal. Another standout session was the one where Quincy Pugh of, I want to say, Richland County Library in South Carolina, mm-hmm. he talked about creating culturally relevant library programs for people of color. You may serve diverse groups, but you may notice that when you're doing your library programs, you're not seeing those groups. And so you have to go to those groups, understand what they want, and find ways to represent them through your library. That was one of my favorites.
Was there anything else that you think that you could share with the rest of the system?
I have a ton of documents that I'm still typing up, actually. Okay. I have the one on microaggressions. I've shared that with Casey Wallace, and I shared one about Quincy Pugh's session. I can share those with you guys. I think the one on microaggressions would be pretty critical, like if you want to diversify your staff and, you know, just give everyone, not just people of color, everyone these miniature lessons about, you know, this is what you could expect and you might have this happen to you and this is how you should handle it.
Why do you think it's important to have a conference like the NCAL?
Representation. I think that's important. That's critical. Like we said earlier, librarianship is mostly white women, very few men. You rarely see people of color. And as I go through library school, and that's my focus, critical race theory, having this one space where everyone can get together and everyone looks like you, that's important because sometimes you feel like you don't belong. And when you go to a conference like the National Conference for Black Librarians, you feel welcomed, you feel at home. And for people in librarianship, when you don't get that every day, it can make or break you, but sometimes it's just that reassurance, I'm in the right place. Representation is really big.
Would you recommend this conference to other staff members?
Yes, definitely. I think it's funny because, like I said, there were so many people of color there, but you had small pockets of other minorities, and they came to get the experience, professional development, of course, but it's still, it opens your eyes to how other groups are and their experiences in, I don't want to say an all-white world, but sometimes it is. And they share their moments, you know, like, wow, I never would have thought of it that way because for me, you know, it's normal, but something that's normal to me is completely, you know, different for someone else. I think it's important for everyone to go to a conference, whether it's just, you know, just for Black librarians or not, just go for the experience to learn about other groups that culturally, be culturally competent.
And did you meet people there that you're still, like, in touch with? And then
yes,
after?
I met a few people that I actually went to school with. Okay. And I met up with she was my ninth grade geography teacher. She was a youth manager for the Cleveland Public Library in Ohio. I haven't seen her in 14 years, but she recognized me and I recognized her, and we got to meet up and trade information and everything. So that was fun.
Small world.
Yep.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you so much, Lyric.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.